there. Boyle turns, puts the ball in the box, it falls, should fall for Schubert. Schubert goes to going. Curtis tries the firing shot, deflects off the side of Michael Swingerman, and again, I'll bring Gary into it, but just you feel that the luck isn't going for Derry. Kathleen glanced around to see where Craig Kenny and Harry Monaghan, the two offenders in that last tussle, are. Derry have the throw in, work it down the right-hand side. Curtis gets in the box, low ball on. Oh, Slingerman misses it on the six-yard line, but Mark Tomlin falling up, just couldn't get a connection, and Sligo clear the danger, but the best opportunity of the game so far. Lovely ball in there from
Ronan Curtis. So Lowe again drifts it in towards the back post. Curtis gets the header there, drifts in just over the top from Ronan Curtis at the back post.
The press way to my left hand side thought that one was drifting in over the top of Slingerman, but unfortunately just over the top, and another yard, and I think the drop
on the side. Robin tries to chip the ball into the near post. Harry Monaghan set up. Sligo still put it in there. Ben Doherty heads away. It falls to Sadley. Sadley flashes it in.
And again, what are Derry City supposed to do? I don't know how many times they had the opportunity to clear that. When it fell to Sadley, you have to give him credit, Gary. It was an absolute bullet of a finish. But Derry, again, the ball finds McDermott down this right-hand side. McDermott goes inside Boylan and goes outside him. Breaks them still inside the box. He tries to get the shot away. Slides it in. Oh, it's in! Finally! There's the deflection off a Sligo player. And oh, gee, the ball was going wide of the goal. And then it took a deflection off McFadden. Sent Slingerman completely the wrong way. And finally, the duck has been
made. Boyle, beside the touchline, can't really go anywhere. Waits for support to arrive. He's dragged McFadden out. Gets a lovely first-time ball in. Curtis with a flashing header, and just Slingerman reaches to get that one. But again, Gary, you talk about a goal bringing confidence.
I think they've lost their opportunity here. The referee has his whistle in his mouth. Like, Nicky Lowe took far, far too long about that. And final score here in the showground. So Derry will arrest their slide of four defeats. But as you said, Gary, it will feel like a missed opportunity for Derry. They were very, very dominant in the first half. They were hit with that sucker punch in the field.
So Kenny, I suppose the point stuff's the rotten, that's the most important thing.
Aye, the point is it's good to stop that and try and make inroads into the league table and try to get up the table. So it's a start, and we look to Tuesday night now. We've got a quick turnaround and get back playing at home on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and just looking back in the first half especially, you could have went on well ahead at half time here.
I felt so. I felt we had domination of the ball. I felt we created enough in terms of our patterns of play. It was okay at times, and we were looking more like what we've been before. So I just need, we need the confidence to be putting away some of the chances that we create.
And just finally now, you talked on Monday about green shoots of recovery, and you can see it more tonight as well. More confidence now around the Limerick?
I can see it building, and it's building there, and there was good togetherness tonight.